Hello and welcome to Life on the Road of Lars Bourne. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur from the UK who lives in his van, a VW Caddy Maxi to be quite exact. And today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you about why you should stop comparing yourself to other people. Now, this is a really important topic. This is so important. So I want you to pay huge attention to this. I'm going to keep this one short, simple, snappy, to the point. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't feeling like doing this today. I feel overwhelmed. I feel tearful. I get so much hate on a daily basis on social media at the moment. And I feel myself comparing myself to, you know, the wrong kind of people. I'm doing what I want to actually get across to you in this podcast. So that's why I'm talking about it. And I know that if I'm doing it, I bet you there's other people out there doing the same thing. So make sure you plug into this one. Make sure you pay huge attention and make sure that you really digest what it is I'm about to tell you. Now, we've all done it at some point in our lives. We've all made the mistake of going on Instagram, going on TikTok, YouTube, I don't know, a magazine, and looking at someone else's life through a glass ball or whatever it is, for a an amazing rosy lens, and thinking that their life is so amazing. They've got it all. They've got the money, they've got the cars, they're traveling, they've got the amazing boyfriend or the amazing girlfriend, the wife, the kids. They've got the life of our dreams, and that they're living this wonderful fairy tale of a life, right? We've all done it. We've all compared ourselves to that person at one point. But what you don't know, and what you don't realize, and what you fail to comprehend, I'm talking to you, is that their life might not be as great as you think it is. On the surface, it might appear to be, you know, all dandy, all amazing, all sunshine and rainbows, but you don't actually understand or know what's going down deep beneath the surface, because you aren't them. You're not living their life. They might be going through hell. They might be in depression. They might be financially struggling and have everything on finance because they're trying to prove to the world how amazing their life really is. You don't really understand what's going on in someone else's mind because you're not them. And what I want to say to you is, the only important thing that you should be focusing on, the only key ingredient to your life getting better, should be prioritizing becoming a better human than you were yesterday. Yeah, let that sink in. You, I'm talking to you. I'm still talking to you. That's right, I am. You should be prioritizing being better than you were yesterday. If you can wake up every morning, every single day, and be like, I did this better today than I did yesterday, then you, my friend, are kicking ass. You, my friend, are winning at life more than you'll ever understand, more than you'll ever really be able to put into words. Like, if you think back to a few years ago of how you used to be, how you used to behave, how you used to go about living, I bet you, you're better than you were then. So that should be something you're proud of. It should be something that you're very happy of. You should be smiling about how far you've come on your journey, how much progress you've made in life. Stop comparing yourself to David with the blinking Maserati, or David with the Maserati, or with bloody, with Angela with the perfect lifestyle, going out with the girls every night and, living the lavish lifestyle, because you really don't know what David and Angela are going through, because you're not them and they're not you. So the only person you need to have a competition with is yourself. Yeah? The only person who's going to benefit from that is yourself. And the only person who's not going to gain value from being compared to someone else is yourself. Can you see where I'm going with this now? Does this start to make sense? Does it actually start to resonate with you that you comparing yourself to other people is doing nothing positive for your life whatsoever? Now I'm going into sarcastic mode, because it makes me laugh that we all do such daft acts every day of going on social media, on Instagram, being like, oh yeah, well, Pete, he's in Spain at the moment having tequilas on the beach, and I'm here in the doom and gloom in the UK in my office job. Well, guess what? There's people in the world, yeah, who don't even have running water. There's people in the world, literally, who don't have a home. There's people in the world that have literally just lost loved ones to this blinking pandemic. So quit feeling sorry for yourself and remember that your life is better than it probably was a few years ago. Your life is better than it was a few days ago. And that you are an amazing human being, and you need to stop wishing for all these other people's lives, because you really do not know what's going on beneath that surface that you see. So I don't want to go into too much more of this. I think I've got my point across. I hope that you take action. I hope this resonates with you. I hope it makes sense. And I really hope that you stop comparing yourself to other people, because your life is worth living. You are flipping amazing. The fact you're even born into this world is a miracle in itself. So stop wishing for a blinking miracle, because you flipping are. You are the definition of a flipping miracle. I want to swear, I really do, but I don't want to get my podcast taken down. I really want to get the point across. I want to get down to the nitty gritty. I want you to really understand what it is I'm trying to say to you. You're a miracle. You really are. And I'm shouting in a blinking car park again, and I look like an absolute lunatic, and I don't care anymore. Stop wishing for someone else's life. Accept yours. Learn to love who you are. Because you, my friend, are a work of art. Now, I'm going to leave you with that because I need to go make some porridge because I'm hungry. Anyway, I love you lots. Thanks for tuning in. Go follow all my socials, Lars_Bourne_ on Insta and TikTok, and Lars Bourne on YouTube. Make sure you follow along for the journey. It's going to be one hell of a ride. I appreciate you tuning in. Take it easy. Enjoy your Sunday. Make the most of it. And yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.